what has this process been like? I mean, more than you've had to sit out since you've been here. So what was that like?
Yeah, it sucked, say the least. You know, you just got to figure out ways to keep your mind in the game and just keep learning. You know, obviously looking from a different type of view, not being able to practice is not the greatest, but you just got to keep your mind and figure out different ways to study and to sort of get mental reps.
Mike said it was kind of a freak thing. Like, what exactly happened to you?
Yeah, it was just like rolling out to the left and tried to throw back on a screen, and my foot just did not come out the ground. So it's just out of nowhere.
Was there any thought of, oh no, like that could have been really?
I mean, you know, any injury, you're always thinking it could have been this, it could have been that. But luckily, it wasn't as bad as, you know, it could have been. So I'm back practicing now.
Do you think you're on pace to return this week?
Yeah, you know, we're taking it day by day, and we'll see come game day. But, you know, that's our plan right now, just take it day by day and just go from there.
How'd you feel out there, Brett? You didn't look like a guy who had missed. Didn't look like a guy who had missed over a week. I mean, how'd you feel?
Yeah, I felt good mentally. I felt pretty sharp. Physically, still, like I said, taking it day by day. And that's sort of my whole goal right now and mindset is, you know, mentally I tried to keep my mind into it, take mental reps. And when I got back today, you know, nothing changed. It felt the same, and I feel good out there.
Yeah, we talked to you a lot in the off season about, you know, 5 preseason games.
Yeah.
Well, now it's 3. I mean, are you anxious to get out there?
Oh, yeah, man. This is, you know, this is the time I've been waiting for to get back on the field. You know, it's been a whole year since I've touched a football field and had a chance to play. So I'm so excited to get out there and play again.
You worry about it being a nagging deal? I mean, ankles can be,
yeah.
You roll them. I mean,
you know, it does suck. But at the same time, you know, if I play, I'm pretty much just not going to try to think about it. And that's sort of the way it has to be. You know, when you're in there, no matter what's nagging you, you got to understand what your limits and what you can do and just play within those.
Is there something you feel you have to show the coaches to say, yeah, you know, I'm ready to go Thursday night, put me out there? How do you approach it?
Just play. I mean, you know, we'll know by that time.
Did you feel in rhythm with everything today physically when you were, you know, was it you that hit Everett Harris with the long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everything looked good.
That's what I was like. Physically, I felt good mentally and throwing the ball around. It felt really good out there today. So I'm happy with that.
Brett, could you talk about the play that Jared, he made a nice move to come back on it. That's the things you wait 2 weeks to get
a shot. The deep ball to Jared? Yeah. You know, got the defense on sides again, and he went deep, and you got to hit him. You know, those opportunities, you just give him opportunity, especially Jared, and he'll come down with it.
There was no days off for the cadence practice, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I was at home going over it, going over everything. I couldn't wait to use that again.
You know, that practice when you did get hurt, we all thought it was the one where you rolled out and got kind of hurt.
Oh.
It was like a play action or something,
yeah.
And you got tripped or something?
No, yeah, no.
Nothing happened on that.
I'm not 100% which one you're talking about, but
I came out from under center and you turned, and I don't know if your foot got caught in contact.
That was it, but it was at the end of it.
Okay.
So it wasn't coming out under center.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But that was the play. It was just because then you were kind of walking it off.
Okay.
Brett, you know, we all know you're the number 2 now. It's different than last year.
Yeah.
And as great as you were in the preseason last year, I know you want your work. Is 3 games going to be sufficient?
You know,
that's enough to get kind of
every opportunity to me is just another chance to get out there and show what I can do. You know, unfortunately, you know, I didn't have 5. I guess even if I was able to play, we would have still had 4 because the game got canceled. But, you know, to be honest, I never try to think of it. You know, I want as many opportunities as possible, but you can't ever, you know, focus on, you know, there being 3 games or something like that. You know, you got to make the most of your opportunities. If you make the most of them, you know, 1 game could be enough. Shoot.
Right.